On this first day of the new year, the Church invites us to celebrate Mary as the Mother of God. Mary was not only the Mother of God because she gave physical birth to Jesus, she was also a mother to Jesus because she helped shape and form his life. Throughout her entire life, Mary was a mother to Jesus. Today, with the risen Christ, she continues to be a mother to us, the Church. From the moment of her own conception, the Holy Spirit prepared her to become the mother of the Messiah. The Holy Spirit constantly shaped and loved Mary to become the woman who would give birth to God's Son. In our celebration of Christmas, we know that Jesus was conceived in the womb of Mary by the Holy Spirit. Mary gave birth to her infant son in the dark stable at Bethlehem. After harrowing times of trying to find shelter and escaping the threat of Herod, who desired to kill children who might threaten his own power, Mary and Joseph brought their infant son back to Nazareth, where Mary, his mother, helped raise him. She lived in the poverty of that small village of Nazareth. We can imagine the Holy Family's life was difficult. Their little house was possibly made of stones, with a thatched roof and dirt floors. Wooden doors and perhaps wooden shutters provided security and shelter from the weather. Just like their neighbors, Mary and Joseph paid extravagant taxes to Herod. They knew poverty and suffering because they were poor and lived among the poor. Today, she still has that deep love for the poor and marginalized, for that was her own experience. With the Holy Spirit, she inspires the poor to reach out to the comfortable. Mary was Jesus' mother when he was an adolescent. We can imagine Jesus growing into maturity with all the questions and feelings he might have had as a young boy approaching manhood. Mary was Jesus' mother when he became an apprentice carpenter to Joseph, who taught him the skills of building, repairing, and making things. Mary was Jesus' mother when he became a laborer next to Joseph. We can imagine a strong and muscular Jesus cutting wood, repairing doors, making furniture, and even working with Joseph in nearby Sepphoris, a wealthy Greek settlement about 4 miles from Nazareth. Mary and Joseph helped shape Jesus' faith in his younger years. They taught him the Jewish traditions, took him to Jerusalem for Passover, and allowed him to learn from and question the teachers, the rabbis. We can imagine tears in Mary's eyes when Jesus left home to be baptized by John the Baptist. We can also imagine Mary's sadness when her son returned to Nazareth, filled with the Holy Spirit, and was rejected by his friends and family for proclaiming that the reign of God was at hand. Mary was Jesus' mother, standing at the foot of the cross as her son was crucified. Her eyes remained fixed on him. She did not run away. She trusted her son and believed somehow God allowed this for a purpose. Mary, the Mother of God, cooperated with the Holy Spirit throughout her life. She said yes when called to be the mother of the Messiah. She taught Jesus to call God his Father. She deepened his desire to give his life totally to his Father's work, as did Mary. She said a painful yes to the Holy Spirit as she watched her son die. Central to her motherhood was humility and absolute obedience to God's will. Yes, let it be done to me as you desire. I give my life to you. Through Mary, the Holy Spirit was fully present and made visible. The Spirit who recreates, transforms, and gathers humanity into final unity. Today, Mary, Mother of God, united with the Holy Spirit and her Son, still influences the Church through her life's example and intercession. Filled with the Spirit, she guides and loves the Church today. Pope Benedict XVI comments on the Gospel of John, where Jesus from the cross tells his beloved disciple to behold his mother. And from that hour, the disciple took Mary into his home. Pope Benedict comments that the Greek words for into his home meant into his own reality, into his own existence. He was to allow Mary to be his mother also. That invitation from the cross extends to us. Pope Benedict XVI also states about Mary, "Dear brothers and sisters, in these first days of the year, we are invited to consider attentively the importance of Mary's presence in the life of the Church and in our own lives. Let us entrust ourselves to her so that she may guide our steps in this new period of time which the Lord gives us to live, and help us to be authentic friends of her Son, and thus also courageous builders of the reign of God in the world, a reign of light and truth."